Wyoming is looking to buy over 1 million acres of land across the southern part of the state. The deal hopes to diversify the state's investments, open previously inaccessible lands, and bring in new revenue for communities. But counties that hold the land wonder what downsides could come alongside those positives. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Recently, state leaders in Wyoming announced an unprecedented land deal, one they're calling a potential deal of a lifetime. Speaker of the House Steve Harshman says it does pose major opportunities.
The potential then to provide some long-term benefit, not only to hunters, recreation, but really make this kind of our future corridor of development, of renewables, of our base industries, all those things that will probably be past our lifetime.
The land in question covers large swaths of southern Wyoming, covering much of the Red Desert. That region will be the site of major change, with the benefits as well as the potential downsides. Dave Devis is the assessor for Sweetwater County, the guy who counts tax dollars for the southwestern area, where a majority of the land sits that the state wants to buy. Off the bat, Devis wondered what this land deal could mean for property tax, because if Wyoming does buy it, Sweetwater County's land goes from a tax class that does pay money to one that doesn't.
The classification on that land changed from active to exempt if the state did own it, then at that point there would be a reduction in value in Sweetwater County.
Reduction in value as in at least $139,000 less per year in property tax revenue, money necessary for local services. That's because the land would go from agricultural status to tax exempt, as state-owned lands usually are. Devis says that loss isn't a ton, but
I'm the assessor, so we try and get every taxable dollar that we can.
And it's not just Sweetwater County. Lincoln, Albany, Uinta, and Carbon counties would all see a hit to their property tax revenue, totaling, at a minimum, about $222,000 per year for all of the counties. Laramie County also has property involved in the deal, but very little. The legislature is well aware of the issue and thinks it has a solution. Wyoming's House and Senate are considering bills to make sure counties get the money they expect, but not as a tax. Lawmakers are looking at something called a PILT, or payment in lieu of taxes, to fully replace that $222,000 per year. Tom Crank is a representative for Sweetwater, Uinta, and Lincoln counties. He says that PILT should be fine to make sure counties don't lose out financially.
The way it's written now, there shouldn't be any implication, but everybody knows there will be.
Right now, federal governments pay counties a PILT on public land it manages because the county would otherwise get tax money from it. Crank explains.
Counties are a little skeptical of just another PILT payment, so I think there's some reason to be a little hesitant.
Because PILT payments don't have a great reputation in Wyoming. Gillette Representative Scott Clem brought up reliability concerns for PILTs. He raised the issue on the House floor.
We all know that we're getting ripped off by the federal government because it's pennies in lieu of taxes is really what they're paying us, and so my concern is are we going to turn around and are we going to shortchange our counties? And I hope we wouldn't do that, but I guess the second thing is could we afford as a state to pay these counties if we were really being fair to them?
Lawmakers say mineral production should generate money right away on these lands. The bills, as written now, would just use that new revenue to immediately pay for the PILT that goes to counties, even above the rainy day fund. Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Connolly is very optimistic about the land purchase, but he says now would be a bad time to miss out on taxes.
We need to be kept whole. The taxpayers do not need to take a loss on this. The economy is, you know, struggling as it is right now. And so
Connolly says counties should have a seat at the table.
But absolutely, we are going to want to be involved. That's a standard bearer of what we do and how we try to approach things as county commissioners as a whole.
Speaker pro tempore Albert Summers tried to make that public input official for counties with land at stake.
You know, oftentimes we have hearings down here in the capital city, but I'd really like to see at least one meeting out in the country, out in where this land is. So
that amendment died, but the Senate has since passed a change to require public meetings. The House will once again consider public input. Rollins Senator Larry Hicks believes all this will get sorted out.
But I would guarantee you that everybody in this legislature is going to make sure that we hold the counties harmless of any tax implications associated with transferring from private to state ownership.
Chairman of the House Appropriations Committee says several other parties are seriously looking at the land purchase too. so the timeline to close the deal is quick. Occidental Petroleum wants it done as soon as this summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.